got a passion. It's called peace. You've got a passion. You've got a passion.
This is Active Voices. We discuss new books about our society, from city streets to our own secret worlds. Active Voices, presenting authors who practice what they preach.
It's called peace.
We'll hear from best-selling author James Loewen about his new book, Sundown Towns, A Hidden Dimension of American Racism. Find out why some towns in America are all white by design.
Well, first let me tell you what a sundown town is. A sundown town is a town that was for many decades, and as you indicated when you said present, some of them still are, a town that was for decades and maybe still is, all white on purpose. They get their name from the fact that many of them, including some in California, had at their city limits a sign, a nasty sign that typically said, quote, "Nigger, don't let the sun go down on you," in Taft, for instance. And Taft, California, had such a sign. Many in the East, in New England, did not have such signs and weren't known as sundown towns. The term was unknown. But the concept of an all-white town that's all white on purpose was very much known. So I have discovered, I expected to find, I was going to do more of my research in Illinois than any other single state, and I expected to find maybe 10 of these in Illinois and maybe 50 across the country. To my shock, I discovered, I believe, 472 in Illinois alone, which would lead to about 10,000 across the United States.
It's incredible. And early in the book, you talk about this personal experience where you ask people in a crowd, have you ever seen this? And all of the people coming back, keeping you after to talk about this. It's incredible how many people knew it existed but have never spoken about it.
Yeah, I grew up in Decatur, Illinois. Now, Decatur's an industrial city of 70,000 to 90,000 people, depending on which census you look at. And while I was growing up, I was fully aware that the little towns around Decatur were almost all white. We played them in basketball, and they had all-white basketball teams, for instance. But it never occurred to me, it never dawned on me, that that would be on purpose. I mean, I figured, well, you know, I didn't particularly want to live in Niantic, population 900, or Dalton City, population 1,400, or et cetera. And so then in October of 2001, I was the headliner, actually, at the Decatur Writers Conference, because I'm the third best-selling author ever to come from Decatur. And this was the second Writers Conference, but they couldn't afford the second best-selling author. that was Stephen Ambrose, even before his scandal. And he charged $40,000, I learned, and a private jet each way.
Wow.
So I saved them many thousands of dollars. And I gave my talk based on my bestseller, Lies My Teacher Told Me. But at the end of it, I said to the audience, well, now I'm working on this new book. On sundown towns. I explained what that was. Some of them already knew. And I said, if any of you know about such towns, would you please come on down? And to my amazement, 20 people came down, and they told me specific stories with details about every little town around Decatur. Just to mention one of them, I mentioned the word Niantic. Niantic's a town of about 900 that's just northwest of Decatur. It actually touches Decatur. And it turned out it certainly was a sundown town. Two different people told me that they understood that Niantic had passed an ordinance way back in the dim past that no black could be there after dark, and that as a result, the Wabash Railroad, now the Wabash has a big yard in Decatur that goes into Niantic, it's so big, and every night they would bring their work train from the Niantic part of the yard, if it happened to be parked there, into the Decatur part of the yard, because, you know, people sleep on the work train, work crews, and they might have colored people on them, as was said back then. And we don't want to offend Niantic's ordinance, and so they would move this entire train from Niantic to Decatur to avoid offending the ordinance. Well, I then checked that out with two different old employees of the railroad. They said, well, yes, that's true.
So this was beyond signs. The methods that sundown towns were enforced in a way were much beyond the sign posted at the end of town.
Yeah, Niantic never had a sign, but everybody knew.
We've just heard James Loewen about his new book, Sundown Towns, A Hidden Dimension of American Racism. It can be found online at sundowntowns.com.
East-West, rock together.
This has been Active Voices from KSFR Studios in Santa Fe, presenting the authors who practice what they preach. I'm Chris Goldstein. Got a passion.